Your province, your news. East Coast Radio Newswatch.
The search for a 71-year-old German tourist who went missing in northern KZN has been called off while police search for other leads that could help find her. Elaine McSorley was last seen on Saturday after going hiking with her husband to the Mkuze Dam. It's understood the 81-year-old man left her on the trail at some point and turned back, apparently to get a hat from the hotel they were staying in. The woman is believed to have continued alone but didn't return from the walk. Officials have found a map she had been using near the hotel. Yesterday, a search and rescue team from IPSS Medical Rescue was called in to help. Spokesperson Samantha Merrick says the search was called off earlier today.
The physical search has been going on for 6 days now, and you know, they kind of feel like they've covered the area quite extensively, that they're fairly confident that she's not in the area, or not that we can find anyway.
And Merrick says a large search party has been involved.
The amount of people, both from the local community and private companies, there's been fixed-wing aircraft, there's been helicopters, there's been drones, an immense amount of guides, security personnel, the SAP search and rescue dogs. So it has been a thorough search. The path that we're walking on was actually a farm road, so it wasn't any narrow paths or any difficult terrain per se. On the map, it was well marked out. Reports are that she did become lost. She did ask for directions. At this stage, though, we've searched the entire route.
A traditional leader accused of the murder of DA councillor Nhlala Yenza Ndlovu has been denied bail by the Howick Magistrates Court. Ndlovu was gunned down at his home in Mpopomeni in 2023. He was the chief whip at the Umgeni Municipal Council at the time. Inkosi Simphiwe Zuma is accused of ordering his assassination. The DA's provincial leader, Francois Rogers, says they welcome the decision to keep him behind bars.
We would hope that now the court will be able to hear all the evidence and that some justice is brought about, particularly for the family of Nhlala Yenza.
UKZN has received a mobile eye clinic donation. The clinic's aiming to take vital eye care to rural and underserved communities across the province. It was donated by the South African Muslim Charitable Trust, which says the clinic is fully equipped with advanced tools, and it allows for on-site screenings, full eye exams, and the delivery of corrective eyewear. The charity's Rashida Motala.
Give the child a chance to see a chalkboard, restore sight to someone who needs to work, or a grandmother who needs to see a family clearly. Launching it in October during the Breast Cancer and World Blindness Awareness Month also highlights the importance of health and early detection, because timely eye care can prevent blindness and improve lives.
And the clinic will also serve as a practical training platform for UKZN optometry students. And India and China will resume direct flights between their two countries for the first time after a five-year suspension. Direct flights between the world's two most populous countries were suspended during the COVID-19 pandemic in 2020. The top story, the search for a 71-year-old German tourist who went missing in northern KZN has been called off while police search for other leads that could help find her. More news at ecr.co.za.
Here's what's coming up in your sport. The Proteas women have been thrashed by 10 wickets by England in their opener at the World Cup. The Springboks must forget about their dominant win in Durban ahead of this weekend's showdown against Argentina. And on a slot, happy with how Alexander Isak is progressing at Liverpool.